You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Brian Holland and Danny Coutts. Brian is on the piano, Danny on the drums. Seagull Shuffle, which was a new rag written by Martin Spitznagel, who is also an amazing piano player. Incredible on the keys. 2012, that was from Two Man Job, also on Rivermont. And I urge you to buy both the records you just heard, both Racine Connection and Two Man Job. Well worth dipping in there, and you have to dislodge some currency if you want to keep hearing good music. So there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I can only do one thing at a time. Or yesterday I was doing about 18 things at a time, which is why I feel the way I do today. But we will proceed. We'll get a show prepared, and it will sound as good as humanly possible under the circumstances. Mose Tapiero, the Ocarina Virtuoso. And I'm not even going to attempt to do the Italian, because I've already lost my credibility. But I did look up the translation. This is a Columbia E-series, recorded about 1910. And Mose Tapiero plays what I have determined is the Nightingale Waltz. Thank you.
kitty, kitty cat. Oh, goodness, oh, gracious, I'm just a bit all anxious. My pulse is weak, I need a sheet, so hurry up, Harold, up here.
Missouri Jazz Hounds, under the direction of Joseph Samuels, Arthur Hall crooning, or not as the case may be. Oh, Harold, 1923, banner. Before that, the Blue Diamond Dance Orchestra, Sybil Sanderson Fagan whistling. I thought it would kind of fit into this set with the whistling. Born and Bred in Brooklyn, 1923. Mose Tapiero, Luis Signolo Walter, that's the Nightingale Waltz, and don't hold me to that. I'm just trying to master English at this point and not succeeding at it brilliantly. 1910 on the Columbia E Series, very interesting performer on the ocarina, and anything I find by him, I'm glad to have. Believe me, he's not. Those records are out there, but they're hard. They're sort of hard to find. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I found the time to do the show while struggling against other things that aren't progressing. But the show is here. This is it. And on the other side of that recording with the master from 1924, probably issued about 1930. Here's the Pavilion Dance Orchestra, under the direction of Phil Spitalny, recorded in December 1929, Smith Ballou singing, "Keep That Sunny Side Up," and yes, would you?
Get blue. If you have nine sons in a row, why, baseball teams make money, you know. Keep your funny side up, up. Let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs, be like two fried eggs. Keep your sunny side up. Thank you. change it not for treasure, though you're searching for glory. Someday years will reveal, you'll learn from life's old story, only love is real.
Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Louis Levin, actually that's Lou Conrad, but he used his real name on occasion. Why Was I Born? Jerome Kern, yes, 1929, and that's a... I try not to ask that too many times, because I always wind up... I think of those life coaches who they found out, and they just was terrible. And they're thinking, well, there are people who were really, you know, dedicated... That refers to a news article, which I won't even bother to link, about two people who are telling other people how to run their lives, and they just decided they couldn't take it anymore, which is fairly sad, yet somewhat bitterly ironic at the same time. Before that, Jesse Stafford And I don't tell anybody how to run their lives. They can figure that out for themselves. Jesse Stafford and his orchestra taking over from Herb Weedoff about 1928. Lawrence Gray on the vocal. Only Love Is Real, 1929. That was from Lord Byron of Broadway. The other side is a recording of the more famous song from that movie. But that's a great tune. I never heard it before. Pavilion Dance Orchestra with the ever-popular and always famous Sunny Side Up, 1929, recorded when people were just heading to those breadlines. Phil Spitalny, Smith Ballou on the vocal in December 1929. And this is Radiola, and I can bake my own bread, thank you, if I have to. A lot of other things, too, so no problems there. And I hate standing in line, too. And I'm Andy Senior, and there are a lot of things I can do that I don't even talk about on this show, and it's probably just as well. We proceed now with a great recording from 1929 it's Al Jolson. Who else would it be? Can't mistake him for anyone else in a million years. I'm in the Seventh Heaven.
My heart keeps thumping. Notice how my two eyes shine. See the way my feet keep jumping. Jumping with joy. I'm some lucky boy. I'm in the seventh heaven. It's easy to guess. My baby said yes. I know I've just thrown a great big seven, for she is the prize. One lips and one eyes. She knows that I've got all the stuff, got all the things. She thinks that I'm angel enough without the wings. And that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
Don't you think him dead, because he ain't. But since he's wed, he has had to knuckle down. It's enough to wax the temper of a saint. He's a brewer's drayman with a leg of mutton fish, and as strong as a bullock or an horse. Yet in her hands he's like a little kid. Oh, I wish that I could give him a divorce. And it's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. And nagging at a fella what is 6'3", and her only 5'2". It would be married not a month nor more when underneath her thumb goes Jim. How isn't it a pity as the likes of her could pat upon the likes of him? Now Jim was clerk, he could sing a decent song, and at scrapping he had won some great renown. Well, it took two coppers for to make him move along, and another six to hold the fella down. But today when I axes would he come and have some beer, to the doorstep on tiptoe he arrives. I dare, says he, don't shout, cause she'll hear, I've got to clean the windows and the knives. Well, it's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, oh, I'd let her know who's who. A nagging at a fellow what is 6 foot three, and her only 4 foot two. Hadn't been married not a month nor more, when underneath her thumb goes Jim. How isn't it a pity as the likes of her should pass upon the likes of him? On a Sunday morn, with a dozen pals or more, he'd play at pitch and toss along the lee. But now she bullies him a scrubbing to the floor, such a change, well, I never did see. With an apron on him, I twig him on his knees, rubbing up the old off stone. What with emptying the ashes and a shelling of the peas, I'm damned if he can call himself his own. Well, it's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. A nagging at a fella what is 6 foot three, and her only 4 foot two. Hadn't been married not a month nor more, when underneath her thumb goes Jim. How isn't it a pity as the likes of her should part upon the likes of him?
We spend our lives in looking for happiness. I found it once and tossed it aside. I've paid for it with hours of loneliness. I've nothing to hide. I bury my pride for just one more chance to prove that you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury of my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I would last start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance, just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury of my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just
Ruth Etting, a recording you don't hear often. That was a British pressing. Just One More Chance, 1931, when she was doing some work for the American Record Corporation. And there it is. Great accompaniment, great song, and yes, it's terrible when you have to ask people to have some clemency. I haven't for a while, thank goodness. I won't apologize, by the way. I'm just not going to apologize. Nothing to apologize for. And not especially not for this record. Glenn Ellen, 19, it's spelled E-L-E-N, 1931 on British Decca. It's a Great Big Shame. Oh, yes, and I know guys like that. Not me, no, but I know guys like that who are somewhat... I think it gets into battered spouse syndrome after a while. Al Jolson, I'm in the Seventh Heaven, 1929, on Brunswick. This is Radiola, and we're just struggling to deal with ourselves rather than having to worry about anyone else. Yes, we're extremely we're self non-motivated, and I'm Andy Senior, and I embody that principle. Another new CD from Rivermont is Shadows on the Swanee, featuring the hi-fi recordings of Isham Jones from the mid-30s, and some of them are just stunning. Now, this one I determined that I was extrapolating, and all the kids do that now, but that's my prerogative also. Isham Jones recorded this in August of 1933. Eddie Stone is on the vocal. There's a clarinetist listed in the standard discography, and probably it was something that was written down by the person at the Victor office because they were half paying attention, saying it was Al Galidoro. Obviously, it was Al Galidoro, and that's what that ought to be stressed. But he doesn't have a solo on this, but he's on here. So this is from his first session on Victor with Isham Jones and his orchestra. Ain't You Glad? And somewhat, yes,
1933. Mated for each other, ain't you glad? We have waited for each other, we agree, constantly. Life is just a symphony of perfect harmony, ain't you glad? How we get along together, ain't you glad? We can laugh at stormy weather, folks declare. What a pair, they can see we're happy, ain't you glad? Just like two lovers on picture covers, in spite of sun or rain, we find romance. Every street we meet is lover's lane. Ain't you glad that our kisses keep their flavor? Ain't you glad everything is in our favor every day? We can say everything is rosy. Ain't you glad? Thank you.
Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything I have is yours, my destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all.
Everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Henri. You're most observant. My favorite mare is dead, do you say? Oh, explain to me, my perfect servant. How did the poor dear pass away?
Was nothing much, Madame a la Marquise. And everything is going fine. Of course, Madame, there's just the merest trifle. That is, if you can spare the time. Although we did what we were able, the fire also burned the stable. Apart from that, Madame a la Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Bertrand. You are a treasure. The stable burned? Oh, it sounds absurd. I'm most upset. I wish that you would tell me exactement how this occurred.
'Twas nothing much, Madame la Marquise, and everything is going fine. Of course, Madame, there's just the merest trifle. That is, if you can spare the time. The stable now is just a cinder, because the castle burnt like tinder. Apart from that, Madame la Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Norrie, some further news, please. You'll pardon me if I inquire, but I must know, my model servant, just how the castle caught on fire.
Well, here it is, Madame la Marquise. One other thing I must confide. He saw the flames, and knowing he was ruined, my lord committed suicide. It seems a petrol he upset, and then he dropped his cigarette.
And then the castle caught on fire, and as the flames kept leaping higher,
the wind was blowing overhead, and to the stable soon it spread.
And in a moment, as they say, your favorite mare has passed away.
Your plumber man, Madame la Marquise. Yes, everything is going wrong.
Joe Loss and his orchestra, that was issued on Victor in the U.S., and the other side is a Paul Whiteman recording, which I will play on another show. But that was a novelty, which actually totally rips off a 1912 recording, which you may know. And Jack Theakston knows what the recording is, because he specializes in that performer. But Madame à la Marquise, 1936. And that does refer to that other recording. It's a total steal, and I believe that was from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936, which proves that even in 1936 they couldn't come up with new and original material. Joe Venuti and his orchestra, Everything I Have Is Yours, 1933. Very nice. Howard Phillips on the vocal. I'm not sure who his guitarist was at that time. It might have been Frank Victor. Whoever it was, sounds great. Sounds terrific. Isham Jones and his orchestra. Al Galadoro lurking in there as Al Elador, according to the discography. I don't know. Somebody must have really had some earwax that day. Eddie Stone on the vocal. Ain't You Glad? 1933. It's from Shadows on the Swanee. And that's true. And that's on Rivermont. Brand new recording. A beautiful cover by Joe Boosom, so, you know, buy that, would you? Please. Please do it. This is Radiola, and... yeah, sometimes... sometimes those chestnuts are very ripe indeed. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm certainly one of that breed myself. And here is a recording that is absolutely gorgeous and needs no further praise from me. The Mills Brothers, the four original Mills Brothers on Decca, 1934, a stunning recording of this. Miss Otis Regrets.
Unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, Madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. when the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail. Madam, they strung her up on that old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Excelsior. This motto applies to those who dwell in Richmond Hill or New Rochelle, in Chelsea or in Sutton Place. You've got to win the heights to win the race. See the pretty apple top of the tree, the higher up the sweeter it grows. Picking fruit, you got to be up on your toes. See the pretty penthouse top of the roof, the higher up the higher rent goes. Get that dough, don't be a goof. Up on your toes, they climb the clouds to come through with air mail. The dancing crowds look up to some red mail like that a stair mail. See the pretty lady top of the crop, you want to know the way the wind blows. Then, my boy, you'd better hop up on your toes, up on your toes. They climb the clouds to come through with their mail. Those dancing crowds look up to some rare mail, like that a stair mail. See the pretty lady top of the crop, if you want to know the way the wind blows. Then, my boy, you'd better hop up on your toes, up on your toes.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Ramona Davies on the vocal, On Your Toes, Rodgers and Hart, 1936. And Ramona's playing the piano in there, of course. Before that, the Mills Brothers, all four of them, Miss Otis Regrets, 1934. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm glad you were along for this somewhat bumpy yet non-progressive ride through music. Let's finish with a recording of a song that, speaking of people borrowing other people's material, Louis Armstrong claimed that he had a dream in which he heard the song, Someday You'll Be Sorry. Well, never trust your dreams for musical composition. 1938, Dick Robertson and his orchestra. Jack Teagarden is on this recording, by the way, and it's a very nice recording of Good Night Angel, and Maybe I'll be sorry someday. 1938.
One more kiss to end this perfect day before you spread your wings and fly away. Good night, angel, until we meet again here in heaven. And may your dreams be just as sweet as you are. Good night, angel, good night.